Okay, TH, let the guy talk about how... You know, this episode I was thinking about now. But didn't we have enough? We humans, those of us who are still... We can still call us that... It's time to do something. Now, I can't change the world, but we can. Yes, we can. Some they say, no. What can we do? There's nothing we can do. It's all done by the big, powerful people. But that is not very intelligent. Because the big, rich, and powerful people, they are big, rich, and powerful because we allowed them to be. Now, in democracies, that means we... may have voted for them, but more importantly... We consume products and we work for their corporations, their businesses. We serve them, helping them to increase their power and profits. Both by working in their industries and whatever, and by consuming the stuff they produce in those places. Of course, we know now it's not even about who is best at producing the most things and sell them at the highest price after producing them. At the lowest price, and so on. But it's about a show for stockholders. It's all about gambling. Look here at me. I'm great. Give me your money. And this sly play with numbers and computers that all of a sudden creates billions and trillions that you can try to direct your way. I mean, this game going on among the super duper rich, who are today more super duper rich than they have ever been, as a smaller and smaller, probably the smallest group that has ever been, I don't know, percentually. So all that, what is going on, I would say, I mean, not just now talking bitter, poetic language here, but I would say, I mean, it's not just me, but the people who run the world today, who control it, are to a large extent psychopaths. Because it's those kind of people who this system that we have today that has developed attracts. Yeah. It's like a heaven for psychopaths, I would say. Because you can just take basically anything and put into play with your clever schemes and make yourself look just great and rich and successful and competent and whatever. And there you go, you can go big, big, big. But not much other competence than how to pretend to be great and big and all that. So I just wanted to make a quick little pencil draft here for an idea. But the point is then that some people today are so cynical, misanthropic, you could say. They would say, oh, you know, we humans are like that. There's nothing we can do about it. Humans are terrible creatures. Now, that may sound good, right? Because you're realist, you're one of those who see the bad side of things and who are not romantically, naively subscribing to some rosy dream how everything can be better and how everyone is good deep inside. But really what it does is it's a very stupid, actually, I would say, and also very destructive stance to take, because if you say, or I say, humans are bad, greedy, evil, you can't change that. And they will make wars. You can never get rid of wars. Then you are kind of not solving anything. Maybe you're making yourself feel a little better because now you are. It's not so much that can disappoint you since you already expect the worst. Which I guess is the psychology behind that kind of stance. But you're really saying that because you're also human, right? So you're saying means that you accept yourself as being that way too. I can also then be greedy and nasty and selfish and whatever. Evil, behaving bad towards others. I just play the game that everyone else plays, right? And you got to be good at playing the game. So in this way, by having that attitude and broadcasting it, that all humans are bad anyway, you're making it that way. You get my point. So I can develop that more.